The internet has been abuzz about Borat for months. The movie opens Friday, but entertainment industry research shows that many potential moviegoers have never heard of the film. So how could a picture generate so much chat and still fly below the radar? NPR's Kim Masters reports on the unpredictable nature of buzz.
Even before Borat screened before a wildly enthusiastic audience at the Toronto Film Festival in September, the internet was crackling with anticipation. In the film, British comic Sacha Baron Cohen poses as a bizarre, bigoted interviewer from Kazakhstan who affably ambushes real people with weird questions. Here, Borat interviews a group of feminists in New York.
Do you think a woman should be educated?
Definitely.
But is it not a problem that a woman have a smaller brain than a man?
That is wrong.
But the government scientist Dr. Yamak have proved it is size of squirrel.
He's wrong.
Give me a smile, baby. Why angry face?
No doubt there are people on both coasts and in every college town who are wild to see Borat. But the disappointing box office research has prompted some in the industry to wonder whether Borat will suffer the fate of another movie that was hyped to the skies but turned in a very middling performance.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
That snakes on a plane analogy has to grate on the nerves of Jim Giannopoulos. He's co-chairman of Fox, the studio that's releasing Borat. He says that in Borat's case, the movie will deliver and the buzz will broaden.
Every college kid in the country, everyone who has seen or experienced it, knows what it is. But they may not know what it is in Peoria. And the buzz is not as loud there, and it may take another week to get there. For us, it's not about if, it's about when.
Despite the comparisons, what happened with the buzz around Snakes on a Plane is in some ways the opposite of what's going on with Borat. Snakes on a Plane was a film with an easily grasped concept. Samuel L. Jackson battles snakes on a plane. The buzz took off on thousands of websites as the film became the butt of many jokes. The problem is that the film wasn't really meant to be that funny. Borat is meant to be funny, and it is deriving its buzz mostly from those who are already acquainted with Cohen from his work on HBO. At first, New Line, the company that released Snakes on a Plane, was pleased to find a wave of chatter building on the internet more than 6 months before the movie's release last August. The company nurtured that buzz by leaking bits and pieces, say a seemingly bootleg trailer, so fans could feel that they were discovering the material. Russell Schwartz is New Line's head of marketing.
The less studio that was involved in this phenomena as it was growing, mutating, the better for us. And the more people then took possession of it and felt responsible for it, and therefore they were more prone to pass it around.
But the buzz took off fast, and New Line soon realized that internet heat could burn.
What happened, though, is that it became a yuck fest online, where it became the greatest thing to spoof.
New Line did research and found that Snakes on a Plane was a topic on about 10,000 internet communities, but not the sites frequented by horror fans that the company hoped to attract. In fact, those fans were turned off by all the camp humor. When opening day came, Snakes disappointed. Schwartz says the movie did okay for what it was, just a well-made B-movie. In Borat's case, the chat about this film isn't nearly so widespread, and Fox's Jim Giannopoulos says the idea behind the movie isn't really that obvious.
We always knew that this was a film that had to be understood and experienced to be fully appreciated, for someone to be aware of it, because it is different. You know, is it a documentary? Is it a comedy? People don't realize that it's not scripted.
After its warm reception in Toronto, Giannopoulos says, the studio considered opening Borat on 2,000 screens. But in light of the box office research, Fox will start with 800 screens and hope that the Borat wave builds.
You have to deliver on buzz and on a message. And when you have a film that delivers, you say, okay, we can take our time with this and let the audience build to what it really truly can be.
Whether Fox will succeed remains to be seen, but the studios will always court buzz despite its volatility. Even after Snakes on a Plane, Russell Schwartz says he'd take buzz over indifference anytime. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You can compare video clips from Borat and Snakes on a Plane at npr.org.